With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. job market is on a roll.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is down for a fifth straight week, falling to the lowest level in 3 months. The Labor Department reports jobless claims for the week ending July 12th tumbled by 7,000 to 221,000. The fewest number of claims since mid-April. It was also less than the 232,000 filings that analysts had been predicting. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Ukraine's president changes his cabinet to bolster his country's war effort against Russia. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukraine has appointed Yulia Spiridenko as its new prime minister, making the first leadership change since Russia's invasion in 2022. President Volodymyr Zelensky reshuffled the cabinet to energize the nation and boost domestic weapons production. Spiridenko, known for her loyalty and negotiation skills, played a key role in securing a U.S.-Ukraine mineral deal and has represented Ukraine in talks on defense and economic recovery. Analysts see these changes as continuity rather than a major shift. I'm Karen Chamas.
The House is expected to approve President Trump's request to claw back about $9 billion for public broadcasting and foreign aid. A final vote to approve the spending cuts package is scheduled for this evening. Republicans are targeting institutions and programs they view as bloated or out of step with their agenda. The White House has described the package as a test case and says if Congress goes along, more requests will come. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 229 points, the Nasdaq rose 153, the S&P advanced 33. This is SRN News. President Trump's second term brings about another change.
The Small Business Administration has done a 180, repeating Biden-era rules that barred faith-based groups from getting disaster relief loans, and is even establishing a Center for Faith. The SBA says it will now seek to, quote, empower faith-based businesses, community organizations, and houses of worship with access to capital counseling and government contracting opportunities. Recent Supreme Court decisions also played a role in the agency's decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Although Christianity is widespread across Africa, church leaders say they're still combating the popular appeal of witchcraft and other occult practices. Many people, including leading politicians, secretly consult witch doctors for perceived advantages. The shamans claim to offer protection or success through rituals, drawing clients from across the continent's many countries. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has revoked $4 billion in federal funding for California's long-delayed high-speed rail project.
This move comes weeks after the Federal Railroad Administration said the state had no viable plan to complete a segment of the project under construction in the Central Valley. A little less than a quarter of the money for the project has come from the federal government. But the loss of funding still deals a blow to Endeavor, expected to cost more than $100 billion, that has not secured private investment needed to help pay for it. John Scott reporting.
Dogs and puppies from parts of Texas submerged by the catastrophic flooding that killed at least 132 people have arrived at the no-kill shelter Paws Chicago. The new arrivals have been receiving vaccinations and medical attention. The animals have been in Texas shelters before the floods began. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.